Good morning.
And this morning we're talking about allergies. So I suppose the first thing we should talk about is, what is an allergy?
So an allergy is your body reacting to a foreign substance, whether it's in the air or a contact on the skin, that your body can't recognise, doesn't like it, and therefore you react to it.
What are the typical allergy symptoms?
Right, so if you're reacting to something in the air, so whether it's pollen or anything in there, it is sneezing, itchy eyes, itchy nose, runny, blocked nose. You can get a type of allergic conjunctivitis with the eyes, which makes the eyes really red and itchy and watery. You can feel really tight in the chest. You can wheeze, a bit of shortness of breath. Some people get a cough. If you actually touch something, then you can actually get hives or a really red, itchy rash, and whatever you're allergic to. Your lips and eyes, tongue, your face can get all swollen. And if you eat something you're allergic to, you can obviously get tummy pain, you can feel sick, diarrhea, vomiting. And again, you can get hives. So there's a range of symptoms that you can look out for.
This time of the year, it's more prevalent, isn't it?
Oh, look, it is. There's lots of wattle around. Wattle is a huge thing that people are allergic to around the northwest coast. But lots of different pollen. Caterpillars, a lot of people are allergic to caterpillars. All the different insects that are out, they can sort of have a reaction to as well. So there's lots of different things.
Catherine, if you've got a lawn and, you know, you like to get out there and do a bit of mowing, or you've got a brush cutter or whippersnipper, good idea to take a bit of prevention is to grab one of those face masks. That will help you in some way.
Look, it can. The other thing you can do too, if you are known to react to things like this, you can take an antihistamine to prevent any symptoms. And you can, if you have a lot of trouble, have certain preventative nasal sprays and eye drops as well.
Yeah, nasal sprays, eye drops, they're very, very good, aren't they?
Really, really good. And you can continue using certain ones. Some are only for short use, but others you can use for the entire hay fever season if need be.
Good preventative measure there, and a good way to avoid these allergies.
That's exactly right, yep. If you've got cats at home and you're allergic to cats or dogs, or if you're going to a friend's house and you're allergic to them and you know they've got animals, again, you can take a preventative antihistamine and wash your hands really well before touching your eyes or your mouth.
Catherine, avoiding dairy, that's one too, because that can trigger mucus already rampant with allergies. So a good idea is to cut back on dairy and even breads to a certain extent.
Yep, for sure. The yeast in bread, some people do react to. And again, yes, some people do have problems breaking down the really solid chains in dairy. So again, that can cause a bit of an upset stomach. So gluten and dairy can be big causes of allergies. We can actually test to see what allergies you are reacting to, which items you're reacting to. So it's always good to have that talk with the doctor, and they can send you off to an allergy specialist and do those tests if necessary.
Now, one thing I'll enjoy is a nice strong cup of coffee. Can coffee relieve the symptoms of hay fever and prevent any severe allergic reactions? Because I do suffer from asthma.
Look, it can't really prevent. What some people might find is that when you drink coffee, the caffeine in it does open up your nasal passages sometimes.
Yep.
Shrinks the vessels in your nose. So that's probably what people think, oh, that helps. It actually probably doesn't.
Possibly a little bit of a myth there. So a good idea is to take preventative measures there, pop into your pharmacy, your chemist, and grab one of those nasal sprays, eye drops, as you did point out there. Be in contact with your GP and look after yourself at this time of the year, because it is prevalent, isn't it? And we can pop into Dixon's Pharmacy. You're in Goldie Street, Wynyard. If I can just grab those hours of operation off you there, please, Catherine.
8:30 to 6, Monday and Friday, 9 to 12 on Saturday, and 9:30 to 12:30 on Sunday.
Always a wealth of information, and you can get that wealth off you and the lovely ladies there at Dixon's Pharmacy in Goldie Street, Wynyard, any time. And we might have another health check with you again in a fortnight's time.
Lovely. Sounds good.